Hi, my name is Tanisha Simpkins. I want to invite you to tune in to the Table Talk Radio Show, where we'll be having candid conversations about politics, education, fashion, reality shows, what's trending, and more. I want to hear what you have to say. No subjects are off limits. Grab your coffee and tea and let's talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Simpkins.
My shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening.
Hey, welcome to the Table Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Tanisha Simpkins. We are in the studio here at WNBM 1490. My name is Tanisha Simpkins. I have in the studio Shekinah Brutens Green as a host, and also co-host Pastor Nathan Austin, and also we have a guest host, Sir or Mr. Terry Elliott Sr., and that's what's making up the Table Talk Radio Show on today. You guys know my favorite saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, under any circumstances, make sure that we rejoice in it. Hey, guys, how are you today?
All right.
Well, how are you today?
I am good. I'm good. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to the Dolphins out there because I am a Dolphins fan.
Woo-hoo! We all are. We should be.
Yes, we are.
This one ain't. His church members have made him one. He an honorary Dolphins fan.
I'm a Saints fan. I don't root against the Dolphins, so I'm good.
Okay, you good? Say you in
right,
the safe zone,
right, I'm good.
Oh, okay, because I saw them. They had you with a shirt on last week.
Yeah, they
week.
Had me in a shirt on.
Okay.
I told them I would do it for the sake of them. You know, I like to please the people.
Yeah. You real neutral. he go ahead.
They take
all right.
Care of me. They take care of my living, so I make sure they're happy.
That's the Nathan.
That's all we got to do.
Yeah, okay. We are a candid conversation here at the Table Talk Radio Show. So we're very transparent in what we say. You guys know we just talk about it, put it on the table. We're going to talk about it. We talk everything from religion, education, community, relationships, whatever. We'll talk about it. We do have a guest here in the studio. Is Mr. Terry Elliott Sr. Many of you know him in the community. If you don't know, you'll know by today. We have different people that listen to the broadcast, so they're not all just our saints, but we have the saints and the ain'ts that do listen.
I like that the one. Ain'ts. I like that one. The saints ain'ts. And the ain'ts. Wow.
It's true.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So if you could, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Elliott?
Hello, everybody. I would like to thank you all for having me here.
Awesome.
At WNBM 1490. And I think that this is a project that our father wanted, who put together by having you reach out to me to come in to discuss some issues. I am a very transparent person, and I would love for WNBM to be a part of our Christmas parade this year also.
Okay.
That's December the 15th on 15th Avenue. We've been doing it now for 11 years without one problem, without one issue, because God has been leading this parade in the inner city. So we have a wall of fame, and we have a lot of celebrities flying in. Teddy Riley, Scarface, Tom Joyner, and quite a few other people will be there being honored with a plaque on the wall of fame on 15th Avenue. So I love this movement, and I love the things that you are doing here at WMBM. So I'm ready to get into the conversations and the topics so we can get it going on. So
well,
all the gloves
so
are
much.
Off. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, if you were looking at Terry's Facebook Live, he was saying, oh, they don't know about me. They ought to be. They should know. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'm glad that you're ready, because the things that we do talk about, it should be talked about.
That's
basically.
Right.
We should have no fear in speaking when we're talking about our community.
That's
you
right.
know, some people don't like to talk about their community. They feel like, you know, you're bashing it sometimes, or it's not relatable to what they think it is. But it is what it is.
Right.
And one of the things that I told Terry that I wanted to talk about was our economic struggles here in South Florida. And when I say economic struggles, I'm talking about when it comes to relationships, when it comes to money, and also when it comes to mental illness. You know, those are struggles that we, in our community, that we mostly deal with, you know what I'm saying? Or the poverty of our minds or our finances or our relationships, that lack that we need nurturing, that we need solutions to. And that's what we try to do here at the Table Talk Radio Show, guys. We try to offer solutions, not just talk about it, but have some type of solutions where we can discuss it. You know, because
right.
my opinion may be different from what you think, or Shakina thinks, or what Terry thinks, or what Nathan thinks, or what you guys may think out there. So if you do have any questions, or if you want to get involved with the conversation, you can call us at 305-953-WMBM. That's 305-953-WMBM. So now you were talking, Terry, on your Facebook Live, and we were having a conversation, and I was saying the conversation about, you know, there's a lot of spotlight now when it comes to South Florida, whether it's Miami Gardens, whether it's Overtown. We have documentaries now. We have murder. I don't even know where that name came from. I mean, I like the concept of what they're doing, but I ain't too sure about the name. You know, sorry, whoever's out there. But we have all these documentaries when it comes to South Florida, and they paint a picture of, I don't want to say all negative, because they do talk about sports.
Right.
You know, but it mostly right now seems that it's just all negative. Like, if you mention South Florida, you from South Florida, the first thing they're going to say is, either, oh, y'all got some good football players down there, or that's like Murderville down there in South Florida. And that's not what we want to be known for. That's not what our legacy is, of what our grandparents or our parents, they struggled for. You know, some of them were entrepreneurs too. That's not what we want to be known for.
Well, you're right about that. And I would say we definitely wouldn't want to be known for, I mean, to have a bad stigma attached to us. But it is the way it is with the media and with television. They want to see drama. That's why you have all the reality shows trying to come down here now. You have the football teams now being looked at because they want the drama. If it's not drama, they don't want it on television. So we get caught up on just trying to be, hey, mom, look at me, I'm on TV. Hey, I told you I was going to make it. We too busy trying to be seen. Mm-hmm. And yet we adding to and we giving them what they're looking for is the drama, the fights, the arguments, the poverty, the things we're going through. We don't have a lot of leaders anymore, and that's the sad thing about it. We don't have leaders. We don't have parents anymore. And why not? Because of the transition of timing, history. You have babies having babies, and they become the parents, but they don't have enough knowledge to understand how to raise a child. So like you say, we want to find out the solutions. Let's not talk about problems. Let's say what the problem is, but let's come up with the solutions to the problems. And it is kind of sad that that we have lost, because of history, we have lost the feel and the realization of what it is to be a father, a mother, a grandmother, an uncle, sister, and brother. We're too busy competing against each other. Let's talk about us. It's our problem. We are the problem. Right. You, me, all of us at this table, and everybody out here in Miami, we the problem. We talk about something that's going on, but we are actually the problem. Are we trying to uplift each other? Are we, instead of saying, I got me, you get you. But God gave us enough sense to have common sense to understand, even at this table, we could be sitting here talking about a topic, but one of us would be thinking negative about the other, who he think he is. I got to sound better than him or better than her. When we're too busy competing with each other, when God just gave us enough sense to have common sense to listen to what is real and what is true and what we should do. And so that being said, the solutions to what we need to do, we need to become better people. We need to support each other. Don't let money influence you. Don't let ego influence you. Mm-hmm. And be real with each other.
Right.
We are our own problems. The way our kids is in school, the F schools, it's our problem. It's the parents' problems. We keep talking about the school board, superintendent,
right.
The mayor, the commissioners. None of that, that's not their problem. It's our. We the problem. We have not yet learned to love each other. And God put us in front of each other to understand that we got to love each other. We need to start learning right now as infants in mind, mentally, to start learning to love each other and start to understand to teach each other on things that we need to do to better ourselves and to better our community. And we losing that, and we losing it very fast. Other race of people moving in our community and taking over. Our economy is the way it is because it is, but we as people, we come together, we can build, and we don't have to worry about what the other people are doing or what others are doing, and we can come together and build together. As long as this radio station stays open and you keep doing your show, Tanisha, because sometimes it can be boring sitting here day to day trying to figure what you're going to talk about or type out something or what you think. No, let God take it. And if you do that, but let him actually take over this show. Let it be said what need to be said and not just say something to sound good.
Right,
let's
right.
change things.
So my question would be, and you guys can chime in, my question would be, like I myself, I do a lot of things with young girls and do parent workshops, but how can we get them motivated to come? Because when I do a parent workshop, Shekinah, I probably get like four people in there, and them the ones that came because they just wanted to wait till their kids finish. They didn't just get up and just come on their own. And we have a whole resources waiting for them of how to, if you need this, a whole how if you want to, you know, start, you know, your own checking account or, you know, how to if you decided to get a house or just about economics or just the general stuff that's going on with our kids with, you know, social media and things of that nature. How can we get them to actually come to these events? Now, folks will get up and go to a game at 8 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. with their tents and sit yep. out there all day long, yep. you know, to 5 tailgate. O'clock, 8 hours, mm-hmm. tailgate, whatever you want to call it. But how can we get them motivated to actually come to a parent workshop where they know that they're lacking? I know some people just don't like to say, you know, be honest, you know, I'm lacking in my parenting skills when it comes to this. But how can we get them motivated? How can we, do we have to do it through judgeship, through courts. I remember back in the days they used to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think that, you know, unfortunately we are in this world, but we are not of this world. But because we are in this world and the world is evolving to what it is, reality is taking over. Everybody wants fame, period,
right?
Right? And so the help is there. There's so much support systems for everything you can think of. It is here in the earth. It is available. But like you said, how do we get them to reach out to someone for support? How do we get those resources in their hands? And the one thing I've learned is you have to pretty much take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. You have to kind of take what you see as bait. Okay, we have to begin to learn how to bait them in because everybody ain't running to the house and I want to believe in Jesus, them church folks. No, you know, so as an example, the way I baited a lot of people in, I do a bed and breakfast. And people didn't know what it was. But y'all know what my bed and breakfast really was? An old school shut-in. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was an old school shut-in. I locked up them women up in that church. We didn't go to no hotel, no retreat. You was locked in the church with apostles and prophets and evangelists or whatever for like 16 hours, and we just poured into you. We delivered you. We did workshops to teach you where you are, to teach you how to maintain what you just received. But it was really a shut-in. But I had to bait them somehow, and so I said a bed and breakfast, and guess what the number one word is everybody gravitate
Ooh.
To? Prophetic.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Prophetic. You say the prophetic, everybody come. I got a prophetic school, a prophetic online course. You need a prophecy. They coming. So I just took what I knew the world gravitates to, and once I baited them, now I can offer them Jesus. I can offer them love. I can offer them understanding. I can offer them deliverance. I can offer them healing. So it's here. It's available. We got to get smart. We got to get, the Bible says, be as wise as a serpent, humble as a dove. We got to start being just as wise as him and bait these young people, bait these older people who are set in their ways. No, okay, they like to hang out. Okay, let's find somewhere they can hang out and let's turn it into a hangout spot. But once we get them in, we're going to offer them Jesus. And that's pretty much it. We have to conform without conforming to their ways, but use what they got, bait them, and then present them Jesus.
I think what you said was loaded. It was very loaded. You know, I say all the time, and Terry brought up an interesting fact when it relates to media. Today's media has redefined success unsuccessfully, yeah, in my opinion. Right. We've made success the biggest car, I mean, the hustle, just the things that are false. And it's, you know, we talk about reality TV, and we've made that a reality, which in actuality is a false reality. You mentioned about being successful. I think we have to make and redefine what success is to people, so they'll understand that success is not being a millionaire. It's not about having the best car. It's about the ability to work as hard as you can, to take care of your family, and to, as you said, to embrace the resources that are being made available. And another thing that, you know, this may get me in trouble, but we have allowed ourselves to get so caught up with handouts and government things that I think our children are suffering because of that. No, this generation doesn't have a strong work ethic. Yeah. they're lacking that. And so because of that, everything is handed to them. They don't
even
have
from
to
their
work,
parents.
Right. They don't have to work for it. And so with that mentality, of course, they're not going to embrace things that you're doing because they have no challenge to be successful on their own. They figure, hey, I can almost make more money not working,
right,
and having children. I tell my children, I tell my church all the time, having babies should not be your job.
Right.
And so I think we have to change the mindset of the way we think because, as Terry said, a lot of things that we're dealing with now, it's just our fault. It's not the man's fault. It's not the white man's fault. It's not the government's fault. It is literally our fault, and we're allowing our community to suffer because of that.
That's good, y'all. That's good. And if you guys have anything to say, if you want to add to the comment, you can give us a call at 305-953-WMBM. That's 305-953-WMBM. Now I want to talk about when we're talking about the struggles in our community, relationships. We have so many, like uses for broken women, broken women when it comes to relationships and households until they're doing the same thing and repeating the same exact cycle. You know, it's like this cycle just don't end. A cycle of, okay, so I'll take this. So I was having a conversation with someone and she said that she met a guy. All right, so what kind of guy did you meet? I do relationship coaching. Oh, I met this guy. Sounds like the same person you just met. Mm-hmm. So when are you going to move from the same situation of relationship that you just met? Okay, another example, relationship, economic relationship, mother and daughter, fathers and sons. Back in the day, I like to say back in the day, we have those relationships in the home, where a mother can tell you something and you don't do what you're not supposed to do, but now kids slam their room door, walk out the door, they do their own thing. That struggle when it comes to the relationships, as they get older, now they have all types of issues and mental issues. The relationships of young men not having fathers, but not only just not having fathers, but not even having men around or men mentors, because you can be raised successfully without having a father.
Amen. Amen.
But you would like to make sure your kids have some type of men that, yes, they see around or in their life that's going to give them a word. When I was, it was me and my son, he's 28 now, he's in Dallas, and I went up to people. I actually did. I went up to a couple of church people. I was like, listen, my son, he's in high school, he's about to go to the army. I need for you to be a mentor. Mm-hmm. I actually asked. Now, actually, two people, one took it, and ran with it. One kind of staggered along with it, but he took it. He felt like it was a privilege that I saw something in him to ask him if he can be a mentor. And, you know, I don't have no problem asking somebody being a mentor, because if I have a need, I'm going to ask, you know.
That's right.
I'm going to ask. And that's what we should be doing. You know, we may, some women, some single parents may have 2 or 3 young men in the household. Let not it only be the football coaches, you know, that be your mentor.
Right.
Let it be someone of business that you know, or someone that you see, or even a business owner, shop that person, that kids go into every day, the store or anything like that, or people who we affiliated with. Mm-hmm. Allow them, ask them, mm-hmm. would they be a mentor? Mm-hmm. You know, I know you have sons.
Of course. And, you know, you said something that and while you were speaking, in my mind, it's like a formula. I'm trying to hear you, and in the same token, come up with a solution to what the topic of what we're talking about. And I would say, from a male perspective, a lot of the women are the way they are today because of us men and what we've created.
Bingo.
We actually did a lot of damage to you women today.
Bingo.
And to my wife, you know, she didn't deserve it, but I've, being the man that I am, because of the society, it's just, it was terrible that I created the monster.
Wow.
That I call the monster that she is, but I created that.
Wow.
With which she is the most beautiful person in the world. It's just that I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't see it because how I was brought up.
Right.
Nathan brought out an issue and said media is important, and it has done a lot of damage with the fancy cars. All these rappers out there rapping, and you see them in the cars, but they don't really own them.
Right.
You see them
right.
in the homes, but they don't own it. The jewelry that is fake.
Right.
So, you know, but the kids, the younger kids see that and say, I want to be that way.
Yeah.
And then they see the movies of the way African-American men are treating women. So they say to themselves, I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. I want to be hard like that.
Right.
I want to be that person. In the movies and the production companies and the videos and all of these things, of the image of what we've seen, was teaching us through television and movies. So we as men, we were brought up in the age and time that we thought that was cool. Not realizing when you get older, you realize all the things you did was stupid and crazy.
And you reap what you sow.
And we reap what we sow, but we also reap what we build.
Right.
Meaning we created a lot of women to be the way they are because of us men not being men, or realizing too late about the things we need to do.
Yes.
Thank God we have pastors like Nate and his church, and people like yourself here at this station. What do we need to do? We need more stations to be talking about issues. We need more seminars. We need more gathering
workshop
of men, like Circle of Brotherhood. You know,
the
way they gather. People say things are not being done. It is, things are being done.
Mm-hmm.
That group of men are actually trying to teach men how to be men.
Right.
Or the Masonic Order.
Yep.
And the Eastern Stars, of teaching people to be better people. All of these groups, and there are resources out there. It's just we need to start utilizing. And like Miss Shakima said, she had to find a strategy to pull people in.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, once she realized the strategy, when she got them in there, she locked the doors. We need to do the same thing behind doors in our homes. We need to start realizing we need to listen to radio stations like this more often. We need to attend more meetings and things that can re-educate us, because we thought 12th grade was it. No, 12th grade is the beginning.
Right.
Now, as an adult, we, with that stereotypical thing, you can't tell me nothing. I'm going to grow a man.
Yes.
I'm going to grow a woman.
Right.
When we have to realize that it's not too late. We can better ourselves in our community. You go in Atlanta, you drive around, people still waving at people. You're like, oh, my God, what's that? Hey, right. How you doing? Instead of looking at each other from the side, saying negative things. So, therefore, we need to start changing. And we need to change now. All of the listeners that are listening to WMBM at this time, you can change. You don't have to stay on drugs. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be known as a woman that get beat on all the time and stay in that relationship. You don't have to do these things. You can become better. You can change. And now's the time for us to start saying, this is not a day of just the radio station that's here and we talking.
Right, right.
Somebody may be listening that going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of our discussion and our conversation, things, we have to go in a different direction. So let's plant the seeds of strategically putting together platforms to bring people in. Let's realize what television is doing to us. And as men, we need to change. If there's a man ears to that's listening at this time, it's okay to say you were wrong. It is okay to say you're sorry. it is okay to change your ways.
Listen.
You got to get these women a heart attack.
Y'all stop, man. Y'all stop that. Y'all stop that.
You got a fan,
y'all stop.
Man.
Oh, my
you got a fan.
God. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Trying to, I'm y'all just trying stop. To exhale, but, you know, it's very rare to be so honest with you. You almost took my breath away, you know, because it's very rare. Unfortunately, it's very rare for a man to own it. Right, in the beginning, God created man, okay? Everything started with man, period. It is what it is. And I've been trying to convey this message without a man going into defense mode about me saying, if I'm acting all crazy, you need to ask yourself why. You know, I love this one particular passage in the Bible that you do not hear much about. And it comes from Judges 19. And the short version of this is this Levite now, this Levite man who is a part of the royal priesthood, he goes and get him a concubine. So first of all, he meets a woman and he don't even see her value and he mislabeled her as a concubine, okay? But now in this story, as he's taking her, he's going back to get her and he want to bring her back home because they had a fight and she left and went back to her father. He goes back to the father's house. He wants to get her, take him back home. The father convinced him to stay. Long story short, he wound up taking her back. On the road back to their house, they couldn't make it in time because it was getting late. They decided to stay in a nearby city. Well, they stayed with this old man. And when they got to the old man's house, they was eating. They was well rested, ready to go to bed. And a knock came at the door. When a knock came at the door, the Bible says it was some local troublemakers in the city. They came to the door and they specifically told the old man, bring out that Levite. Now in the house, you got the old man, his virgin daughter, you got the Levite and the concubine. Why did the troublemakers come from this one particular man? They say, bring out the Levite because we want to sleep with him. Now they could have picked anybody, they could have caused trouble to the whole house, but it came from one man. And you know what this one man did? When he opened up the door, he took his concubine and pushed her out to them. They raped her all night long until dawn, till she made her way back to the door porch. And the Bible says as he began to pack his bags and get ready to leave, she at the door dead. He didn't pack his bags to go look for her. He was just like, oh, well, they took her, I'm gone. And the revelation that God gave me was your problem showed up at the door. But because you didn't want to be a man and deal with self, you afflicted me. Most times us women are taking the hits from a brother because the brother won't deal with his issues at the door. Yes, your father was not there. That is not my fault. That doesn't give you the right to mistreat me and talk to me any kind of way because no man was there to teach you how to love on a woman. Come on. And it really grinds my gears that men don't want to deal with their problems when their problems show up at the door. They go from marriage to marriage and they have the same issues in the marriage and they can see the patterns, but they will still blame the wife. You're not a good wife. No, I am a good wife, but you're about to turn the sister bad. You about to make me go rogue. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't see the problems that I'm being afflicted by is really coming from you. Straight up.
All right. But thank you guys. Wow. You guys are listening to the Table Talk Radio Show. We'll be back.
The multifaceted Canton Jones kicks off the Arts Center's Free Gospel Sunday 12th annual season on Sunday, October 21st at 5 p.m. The South Florida native rapper, entrepreneur, preacher, and family man uses his music to inspire people from all walks of life. He has performed with the incomparable Patti LaBelle, Stevie Wonder, and Shirley Caesar. First access passes are available now. Get your free passes at artscenter.org. Standby line will be open to those out of pass 1 hour before the performance. Sunday, October 21st.
Hi, I'm Bishop Victor T. Curry, President General Manager of AM 1490 WMBM, encouraging all of our wonderful listeners to please tune in at 4:30 p.m. Thursday for my friend and my brother, the Reverend Dr. Nelson Adams, on the Dr. Nelson Adams Radio Show on your gospel champion, AM 1490 WMBM, the station that puts Jesus Christ first and where ministry blesses oh so many. Don't forget, Thursday.
Hi, my name is Tanisha Simpkins. I want to invite you to tune in to the Table Talk Radio Show, where we'll be having candid conversations about politics, education, fashion, reality shows, what's trending, and more. I want to hear what you have to say. No subjects are off limits. Grab your coffee and tea and let's talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Simpkins.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening.
Hey, welcome to the Table Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Tanisha Simpkins. We are in the studio here at WNBM 1490. My name is Tanisha Simpkins. I have in the studio Shekinah Brutens Green as a host, and also co-host Pastor Nathan Austin, and also we have a guest host, Sir or Mr. Terry Elliott Sr., and that's what's making up the Table Talk Radio Show on today. You guys know my favorite saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, under any circumstances, make sure that we rejoice in it. Hey, guys, how are you today?
All right. Well, how are you today?
I am good. I'm good. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to the Dolphins out there because I am a Dolphins fan.
We all are. We should be.
Yes, we are.
This one ain't. His church members have made him one. He an honorary Dolphins fan.
I'm a Saints fan. I don't root against the Dolphins, so I'm good.
Okay, you good? Say you in
right,
the safe zone,
Dave. Right, I'm good.
Oh, okay, because I saw them. They had you with a shirt on last week.
Yeah, they
week.
Had me in a shirt on.
Okay.
I told them I would do it for the sake of them. You know, I like to please the people.
Yeah. You real neutral. he go ahead.
They take
all right.
Care of me. They take care of my living, so I make sure they're happy.
That's the Nathan.
That's all we got to do.
Yeah, okay. We are a candid conversation here at the Table Talk Radio Show. So we're very transparent in what we say. You guys know we just talk about it, put it on the table. We're going to talk about it. We talk everything from religion, education, community, relationships, whatever. We'll talk about it. We do have a guest here in the studio. Is Mr. Terry Elliott Sr. Many of you know him in the community. If you don't know, you'll know by today. We have different people that listen to the broadcast, so they're not all just our saints, but we have the saints and the ain'ts that do listen.
I like that the one. Ain'ts. I like that one. The saints ain'ts. And the ain'ts. Wow.
It's true.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So if you could, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Elliott?
Hello, everybody. I would like to thank you all for having me here at WNBM 1490. And I think that this is a project that our father wanted, who put together by having you reach out to me to come in to discuss some issues. I am a very transparent person, and I would love for WNBM to be a part of our Christmas parade this year also.
Okay.
That's December the 15th on 15th Avenue. We've been doing it now for 11 years without one problem, without one issue, because God has been leading this parade in the inner city. So we have a wall of fame, and we have a lot of celebrities flying in, Teddy Riley, Scarface, Tom Joyner, and quite a few other people will be there being honored with a plaque on the wall of fame on 15th Avenue. So I love this movement, and I love the things that you are doing here at WMBM. So I'm ready to get into the conversations and the topics so we can get it going on. So
well,
all the gloves
so
are
much.
Off. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, if you were looking at Terry's Facebook Live, he was saying, oh, they don't know about me. They should know. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'm glad that you're ready, because the things that we do talk about, it should be talked about.
That's
basically.
Right.
We should have no fear in speaking when we're talking about our community.
That's
you
right.
know, some people don't like to talk about their community. They feel like, you know, you're bashing it sometimes, or it's not relatable to what they think it is. But it is what it is.
Right.
And one of the things that I told Terry that I wanted to talk about was our economic struggles here in South Florida. And when I say economic struggles, I'm talking about when it comes to relationships, when it comes to money, and also when it comes to mental illness. You know, those are struggles that we, in our community, that we mostly deal with, you know what I'm saying? Or the poverty of our minds or our finances or our relationships, that lack that we need nurturing, that we need solutions to. And that's what we try to do here at the Table Talk Radio Show, guys. We try to offer solutions, not just talk about it, but have some type of solutions where we can discuss it. You know, because
right.
my opinion may be different from what you think, or Shakina thinks, or what Terry thinks, or what Nathan thinks, or what you guys may think out there. So if you do have any questions, or if you want to get involved with the conversation, you can call us at 305-953-WMBM. That's 305-953-WMBM. So now you were talking, Terry, on your Facebook Live, and we were having a conversation, and I was saying the conversation about, you know, there's a lot of spotlight now when it comes to South Florida, whether it's Miami Gardens, whether it's Overtown. We have documentaries now. We have murder. I don't even know where that name came from. I mean, I like the concept of what they're doing, but I ain't too sure about the name. You know, sorry, whoever's out there. But we have all these documentaries when it comes to South Florida, and they paint a picture of, I don't want to say all negative, because they do talk about sports.
Right.
You know, but it mostly right now seems that it's just all negative. Like, if you mention South Florida, you from South Florida, the first thing they're going to say is, either, oh, y'all got some good football players down there, or that's like Murderville down there in South Florida. And that's not what we want to be known for. That's not what our legacy is, of what our grandparents or our parents, they struggled for. You know, some of them were entrepreneurs too. That's not what we want to be known for.
Well, you're right about that. And I would say we definitely wouldn't want to be known for, I mean, to have a bad stigma attached to us. But it is the way it is with the media and with television. They want to see drama. That's why you have all the reality shows trying to come down here now. You have the football teams now being looked at because they want the drama. If it's not drama, they don't want it on television. So we get caught up on just trying to be, hey, mom, look at me, I'm on TV. Hey, I told you I was going to make it. We too busy trying to be seen. Mm-hmm. And yet we adding to and we giving them what they're looking for is the drama, the fights, the arguments, the poverty, the things we're going through. We don't have a lot of leaders anymore, and that's the sad thing about it. We don't have leaders. We don't have parents anymore. And why not? Because of the transition of timing, history. You have babies having babies, and they become the parents, but they don't have enough knowledge to understand how to raise a child. So like you say, we want to find out the solutions. Let's not talk about problems. Let's say what the problem is, but let's come up with the solutions to the problems. And it is kind of sad that that we have lost, because of history, we have lost the feel and the realization of what it is to be a father, a mother, a grandmother, an uncle, sister, and brother. We're too busy competing against each other. Let's talk about us. It's our problem. We are the problem. Right. You, me, all of us at this table, and everybody out here in Miami, we the problem. We talk about something that's going on, but we are actually the problem. Are we trying to uplift each other? Are we, instead of saying, I got me, you get you. But God gave us enough sense to have common sense to understand, even at this table, we could be sitting here talking about a topic But one of us would be thinking negative about the other, who he think he is. I got to sound better than him or better than her. When we're too busy competing with each other, when God just gave us enough sense to have common sense to listen to what is real and what is true and what we should do. And so that being said, the solutions to what we need to do, we need to become better people. We need to support each other. Don't let money influence you. Don't let ego influence you. Mm-hmm. And be real with each other.
Right.
We are our own problems. The way our kids is in school, the F schools, it's our problem. It's the parents' problems. We keep talking about the school board, superintendent,
right.
The mayor, the commissioners. None of that, that's not their problem. It's our. We the problem. We have not yet learned to love each other. And God put us in front of each other to understand that we got to love each other. We need to start learning right now as infants in mind, mentally, to start learning to love each other and start to understand to teach each other on things that we need to do to better ourselves and to better our community. And we losing that, and we losing it very fast. Other race of people moving in our community and taking over. Our economy is the way it is because it is, but we as people, we come together, we can build, and we don't have to worry about what the other people are doing or what others are doing, and we can come together and build together. As long as this radio station stays open and you keep doing your show, Tanisha, because sometimes it can be boring sitting here day to day trying to figure what you're going to talk about or type out something or what you think. No, let God take it. And if you do that, but let him actually take over this show. Let it be said what need to be said and not just say something to sound good.
Right,
let's
right.
change things.
So my question would be, and you guys can chime in, my question would be, like I myself, I do a lot of things with young girls and do parent workshops, but how can we get them motivated to come? Because when I do a parent workshop, Shekinah, I probably get like four people in there, and them the ones that came because they just wanted to wait till their kids finish. They didn't just get up and just come on their own. And we have a whole resources waiting for them of how to, if you need this, a whole how if you want to, you know, start, you know, your own checking account or, you know, how to if you decided to get a house or just about economics or just the general stuff that's going on with our kids with, you know, social media and things of that nature. How can we get them to actually come to these events? Now, folks will get up and go to a game at 8 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. with their tents and sit yep. out there all day long, yep. you know, to 5 tailgate. O'clock, 8 hours, mm-hmm. tailgate, whatever you want to call it. But how can we get them motivated to actually come to a parent workshop where they know that they're lacking? I know some people just don't like to say, you know, be honest, you know, I'm lacking in my parenting skills when it comes to this. But how can we get them motivated? How can we, do we have to do it through judgeship, through courts. I remember back in the days they used to do that.
Yeah, right.
I think that, you know, unfortunately we are in this world, but we are not of this world. But because we are in this world and the world is evolving to what it is, reality is taking over. Everybody wants fame, period, mm, right? And so the help is there. There's so much support systems for everything you can think of. It is here in the earth. It is available. But like you said, how do we get them to reach out to someone for support? How do we get those resources in their hands? And the one thing I've learned is you have to pretty much take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. You have to kind of take what you see as bait. Okay, we have to begin to learn how to bait them in because no, everybody ain't running to the house and I want to believe in Jesus, them church folks. No, you know, so as an example, the way I baited a lot of people in, I do a bed and breakfast. And people didn't know what it was. But y'all know what my bed and breakfast really was? An old school shut-in. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
It was an old school shut-in. I locked up them women up in that church. We didn't go to no hotel, no retreat. You was locked in the church with apostles and prophets and evangelists or whatever for like 16 hours, and we just poured into you. We delivered you. We did workshops to teach you where you are, to teach you how to maintain what you just received. But it was really a shut-in. But I had to bait them somehow, and so I said a bed and breakfast, and guess what the number one word is everybody gravitate Ooh. To? Prophetic. Oh, no, okay. Prophetic. You say the prophetic, everybody come. I got a prophetic school, a prophetic online course. You need a prophecy. They coming. So I just took what I knew the world gravitates to, and once I baited them, now I can offer them Jesus. I can offer them love. I can offer them understanding. I can offer them deliverance. I can offer them healing. So it's here. It's available. We got to get smart. We got to get, the Bible says, be as wise as a serpent, humble as a dove. We got to start being just as wise as him and bait these young people, bait these older people who are set in their ways. No, okay, they like to hang out. Okay, let's find somewhere they can hang out and let's turn it into a hangout spot. But once we get them in, we're going to offer them Jesus. And that's pretty much it. We have to conform without conforming to their ways, but use what they got, bait them, and then present them Jesus.
I think what you said was loaded. It was very loaded. You know, I say all the time, and Terry brought up an interesting fact when it relates to media. Today's media has redefined success unsuccessfully, yeah, in my opinion. Right. We've made success the biggest car, I mean, the hustle, just the things that are false. And it's, you know, we talk about reality TV, and we've made that a reality, which in actuality is a false reality. You mentioned about being successful. I think we have to make and redefine what success is to people, so they'll understand that success is not being a millionaire. It's not about having the best car. It's about the ability to work as hard as you can, to take care of your family, and to, as you said, to embrace the resources that are being made available. And another thing that, you know, this may get me in trouble, but we have allowed ourselves to get so caught up with handouts and government things that I think our children are suffering because of that. No, this generation doesn't have a strong work ethic. Yeah. they're lacking that. And so because of that, everything is handed to them. They don't
even
have
from
to
their
work,
parents.
Right. They don't have to work for it. And so with that mentality, of course, they're not going to embrace things that you're doing because they have no challenge to be successful on their own. They figure, hey, I can almost make more money not working,
right,
and having children. I tell my children, I tell my church all the time, having babies should not be your job.
Right.
And so I think we have to change the mindset of the way we think because, as Terry said, a lot of things that we're dealing with now, it's just our fault. It's not the man's fault. It's not the white man's fault. It's not the government's fault. It is literally our fault, and we're allowing our community to suffer because of that.
That's good, y'all. That's good. And if you guys have anything to say, if you want to add to the comment, you can give us a call at 305-953-WMBM. That's 305-953-WMBM. Now I want to talk about when we're talking about the struggles in our community, relationships. We have so many, like uses for broken women, broken women when it comes to relationships and households until they're doing the same thing and repeating the same exact cycle. You know, it's like this cycle just don't end. A cycle of, okay, so I'll take this. So I was having a conversation with someone and she said that she met a guy. All right, so what kind of guy did you meet? I do relationship coaching. Oh, I met this guy. Sounds like the same person you just met. Mm-hmm. So when are you going to move from the same situation of relationship that you just met? Okay, another example, relationship, economic relationship, mother and daughter, fathers and sons. Back in the day, I like to say back in the day, we have those relationships in the home, where a mother can tell you something and you don't do what you're not supposed to do, but now kids slam their room door, walk out the door, they do their own thing. That struggle when it comes to the relationships, as they get older, now they have all types of issues and mental issues. The relationships of young men not having fathers, but not only just not having fathers, but not even having men around or men mentors, because you can be raised successfully without having a father.
Amen. Amen.
But you would like to make sure your kids have some type of men that, yes, they see around or in their life that's going to give them a word. When I was, it was me and my son, he's 28 now, he's in Dallas, and I went up to people. I actually did. I went up to a couple of church people. I was like, listen, my son, he's in high school, he's about to go to the army. I need for you to be a mentor. Mm-hmm. I actually asked. Now, actually, two people, one took it, and ran with it. One kind of staggered along with it, but he took it. He felt like it was a privilege that I saw something in him to ask him if he can be a mentor. And, you know, I don't have no problem asking nobody being a mentor, because if I have a need, I'm going to ask, you know.
That's right.
I'm going to ask. And that's what we should be doing. You know, we may, some women, some single parents may have 2 or 3 young men in the household. Let not it only be the football coaches, you know, that be your mentor.
Right.
Let it be someone of business that you know, or someone that you see, or even a business owner shop that person, that kids go into every day, the store or anything like that, or people who we affiliated with. Mm-hmm. Allow them, ask them, mm-hmm. would they be a mentor? Mm-hmm. You know, I know you have sons.
Of course. And, you know, you said something that and while you were speaking, in my mind, it's like a formula. I'm trying to hear you, and in the same token, come up with a solution to what the topic of what we're talking about. And I would say, from a male perspective, a lot of the women are the way they are today because of us men and what we've created.
Bingo.
We actually did a lot of damage to you women today.
Bingo.
And to my wife, you know, she didn't deserve it, but I've, being the man that I am, because of the society, it's just, it was terrible that I created the monster.
Wow.
That I call the monster that she is, but I created that.
Wow.
With which she is the most beautiful person in the world. It's just that I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't see it because how I was brought up.
Right.
Nathan brought out an issue and said media is important, and it has done a lot of damage with the fancy cars. All these rappers out there rapping, and you see them in the cars, but they don't really own them.
Right.
You see them
right.
in the homes, but they don't own it. The jewelry that is fake.
Right.
So, you know, but the kids, the younger kids see that and say, I want to be that way.
Yeah.
And then they see the movies of the way African-American men are treating women. So they say to themselves, I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. I want to be hard like that.
Right.
I want to be that person. In the movies and the production companies and the videos and all of these things, of the image of what we've seen, was teaching us through television and movies. So we as men, we were brought up in the age and time that we thought that was cool. Not realizing when you get older, you realize all the things you did was stupid and crazy.
And you reap what you sow.
And we reap what we sow, but we also reap what we build.
Right.
Meaning we created a lot of women to be the way they are because of us men not being men, or realizing too late about the things we need to do.
Yes.
Thank God we have pastors like Nate and his church, and people like yourself here at this station. What do we need to do? We need more stations to be talking about issues. We need more seminars. We need more gathering
workshop.
Of men, like Circle of Brotherhood. You know,
the
way they gather. People say things are not being done. It is, things are being done.
Mm-hmm.
That group of men are actually trying to teach men how to be men.
Right.
Or the Masonic Order.
Yep.
And the Eastern Stars, of teaching people to be better people. All of these groups, and there are resources out there. It's just we need to start utilizing. And like Miss Shakima said, she had to find a strategy to pull people in.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, once she realized the strategy, when she got them in there, she locked the doors. We need to do the same thing behind doors in our homes. We need to start realizing we need to listen to radio stations like this more often. We need to attend more meetings and things that can re-educate us, because we thought 12th grade was it. No, 12th grade is the beginning.
Right.
Now, as an adult, we with that stereotypical thing, you can't tell me nothing. I'm going to grow a man.
Yes.
I'm going to grow a woman.
Right.
When we have to realize that it's not too late. We can better ourselves in our community. You go in Atlanta, you drive around, people still waving at people. You're like, oh, my God, what's that? Hey, right. How you doing? Instead of looking at each other from the side, saying negative things. So, therefore, we need to start changing. And we need to change now. All of the listeners that are listening to WMBM at this time, you can change. You don't have to stay on drugs. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be known as a woman that get beat on all the time and stay in that relationship. You don't have to do these things. You can become better. You can change. And now's the time for us to start saying, this is not a day of just the radio station that's here and we talking.
Right, right.
Somebody may be listening that going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of our discussion and our conversation, things, we have to go in a different direction. So let's plant the seeds of strategically putting together platforms to bring people in. Let's realize what television is doing to us. And as men, we need to change. If there's a man ears to that's listening at this time, it's okay to say you were wrong. It is okay to say you're sorry. it is okay to change your ways.
Listen.
You got to get these women a heart attack.
Y'all stop, man. Y'all stop that. Y'all stop that.
You got a fan,
y'all
man.
Stop. Oh, my
God. You got a fan.
God. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Trying to, I'm y'all just stop. Trying to exhale, but, you know, it's very rare to be so honest with you. You almost took my breath away, you know, because it's very rare. Unfortunately, it's very rare for a man to own it. In the beginning, God created man, okay? Everything started with man, period. It is what it is. And I've been trying to convey this message without a man going into defense mode about me saying, if I'm acting all crazy, you need to ask yourself why. You know, I love this one particular passage in the Bible that you do not hear much about. And it comes from Judges 19. And the short version of this is this Levite now, this Levite man who is a part of the royal priesthood, he goes and get him a concubine. So first of all, he meets a woman and he don't even see her value and he mislabeled her as a concubine, okay? But now in this story, as he's taking her, he's going back to get her and he want to bring her back home because they had a fight and she left and went back to her father. He goes back to the father's house. He wants to get her, take him back home. The father convinced him to stay. Long story short, he wound up taking her back. On the road back to their house, they couldn't make it in time because it was getting late. They decided to stay in a nearby city. Well, they stayed with this old man. And when they got to the old man's house, they was eating. They was well rested, ready to go to bed. And a knock came at the door. When a knock came at the door, the Bible says it was some local troublemakers in the city. They came to the door and they specifically told the old man, bring out that Levite. Now in the house, you got the old man, his virgin daughter, you got the Levite and the concubine. Why did the troublemakers come from this one particular man? They say, bring out the Levite because we want to sleep with him. Now they could have picked anybody, they could have caused trouble to the whole house, but it came from one man. And you know what this one man did? When he opened up the door, he took his concubine and pushed her out to them. They raped her all night long until dawn, till she made her way back to the door porch. And the Bible says as he began to pack his bags and get ready to leave, she at the door dead. He didn't pack his bags to go look for her. He was just like, oh, well, they took her. I'm gone. And the revelation that God gave me was your problem showed up at the door. But because you didn't want to be a man and deal with self, you afflicted me. Most times us women are taking the hits from a brother because the brother won't deal with his issues at the door. Yes, your father was not there. That is not my fault. That doesn't give you the right to mistreat me and talk to me any kind of way because no man was there to teach you how to love on a woman. Come on. And it really grinds my gears that men don't want to deal with their problems when their problems show up at the door. They go from marriage to marriage and they have the same issues in the marriage and they can see the patterns, but they will still blame the wife. You're not a good wife. No, I am a good wife, but you're about to turn the sister bad. You about to make me go rogue. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't see the problems that I'm being afflicted by is really coming from you. Straight up.
All right. But thank you guys. Wow. You guys are listening to the Table Talk Radio Show. We'll be back.
The multifaceted Canton Jones kicks off the Art Center's Free Gospel Sunday 12th annual season on Sunday, October 21st at 5 p.m. The South Florida native rapper, entrepreneur, preacher, and family man uses his music to inspire people from all walks of life. He has performed with the incomparable Patti LaBelle, Stevie Wonder, and Shirley Caesar. First access passes are available now. Get your free passes at artcenter.org. Standby line will be open to those out of pass 1 hour before the performance. Sunday, October 21st.
Hi, I'm Bishop Victor T. Curry, President General Manager of AM 1490 WMBM, encouraging all of our wonderful listeners to please tune in at 4:30 p.m. Thursday for my friend and my brother, the Reverend Dr. Nelson Adams, on the Dr. Nelson Adams Radio Show on your gospel champion, AM 1490 WMBM, the station that puts Jesus Christ first and where ministry blesses oh so many. Don't forget, Thursday, 4:30 p.m., the Dr. Nelson Adams Show.
Sisters, ages 19 and up, Bishop Victor T. Curry, founding senior pastor, teacher, and the Women's Ministry of New Birth Baptist Church, Cathedral of Faith International, invite you to attend our 2018 Women's Conference, October 12th through the 14th. On Friday, October 12th, we will have a dynamic drama presentation from our Heavenly Acts Drama Ministry. On Saturday, October 13th, informative workshops will be led by expert facilitators. Anointed keynote speakers will bring forth God's Word. On Saturday, Senior Pastor Carol Nash Lester of Bethel Apostolic Temple of Miami. And Sunday, October 14th, Senior Pastor Sharon Riley of Agape Perfecting Praise and Worship Center in Orlando, Florida. Sisters, you don't want to miss this free conference. Mark your calendars and make plans to attend Walking on High Heels in Victory. To pre-order conference t-shirts and for more information, please call 305-685-3700, extension 305.
Bishop Victor T. Curry, Senior Pastor Teacher of the New Birth Baptist Church Cathedral of Faith International, presents a midweek dose of Bible teaching. Join him for Wednesday morning Bible study each and every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the New Birth Baptist Church Cathedral of Faith International, 2300 Northwest 135th Street in Miami, Florida. It's teaching truth, transforming lives. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. For more information, call 305-685-3700 or log on to www.mbbcmiami.org.
For over 20 years, you said you could not hear WMBM. And now, we've got the WMBM Google and Apple app for your phones, iPads, and tablets.
Up here in the Keys, man, I'm telling you, listen, that app be coming through loud and clear, in town, out of town.
Just go to the Google Play Store or iTunes App Store, then search for WMBM. Download, install, and start listening to the station in stereo, the AM station with the FM sound. You'll even know the name of the song that's playing. The station that puts Jesus Christ first, the all-new gospel AM 1490 WMBM.
Tune in every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for Morning Glory with Apostle Delpha Stevenson from Life Changing Anointing International Ministries, where the anointing makes the difference.
Apostle Stevenson of Life Changing International Ministries is sure to bring a powerful word from God. Be sure to listen in every Saturday morning and be blessed right here on the station that puts Jesus Christ first. Gospel AM 1490 WMBM.
Gospel AM 1490 WMBM, WMBM.com. Called into the kingdom for such a time as this. We are the station that puts Jesus Christ first. We are gospel. We are talk. Gospel AM 1490 WMBM, WMBM.com. You're listening to South Florida's best gospel station, AM 1490 WMBM.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Nice. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all.
Well, thank you guys for returning back to the Table Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tanisha Simpkins.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
Shut up.
That was a good one.
Every man that hurt, I'm sorry. Carry on.
Well, listen, that was good. Your apology.
But listen, we still be good, though. I mean, considering what goes on in our life, we still get up and we do it and we make it because we seen our grandparents did it, or we seen our mother done it, or we seen our grandmother done it. A lot of us been raised by our grandparents or grandmother, and we just do it. We get up and we do it. Okay, that doesn't happen. I'm going to cry for a little bit, but I got to move on. So we accept your apology.
Thank you. I apologize for every man.
Nathan, I am with you.
Right, thank you, man.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So I have a caller that's on the line. All right. Hey, caller, you're on WNBM. Who am I speaking with?
This is Fabian Music. How are you today?
I'm good. And would you like to add to the conversation?
I would, actually. Mr. Elliott asked me to call in today on the panel. I had some interesting things, and I'm loving what I'm hearing thus far.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Fabian.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, salute and respect to the WNBM panel, and, you know, of course, Mr. Elliott, Terry, for having me on today. I mean, I just wanted to add to all the information that you guys were providing, because we, as an oppressed people, you know, we're very passionate about everything we focus our energies on, and so we have to be very careful in this social media era to focus our energies on positive and not negative. And it's so easy to log into Facebook or Instagram and get caught up in everybody else's problems and want to contribute our little 2 cents as to, you know, how we feel about that circumstance. And so we, as a oppressed people, will manifest what we magnify. And so, you know, I always have been a firm believer that leading by example has been the biggest impact on this generation. I've, you know, ministered all across the world to thousands of people, and, you know, coming from a gang leadership atmosphere in Ohio and being raised with a lot of roughnecks in the street, you tend to know how to deal with people and become street savvy. And so, you know, a lot of us are very defensive being raised by those single parent families like you spoke about. And so we have to be very careful, you know, how we approach people and not trying to jam scriptures and telling them what they should do as opposed to magnifying what they have done positive. So, you know, I think it's all in the approach and the example. And, you know, we need, per se, information ambassadors, because these young kids are very intrigued and moved by what they see on the social media.
What was that you called it? What was the title you gave it?
Ambassadors.
I like
information,
that.
Information ambassadors.
Information ambassadors. Okay, I like that.
Wow. And okay. Fabian, you keep up the good work, man, because you have truly been out there trying to minister through people and tell people about your life and the things you've been through. And God is using you to do those things, because it may be a person that you run across and not any of us in this room will ever see in life, but God has you, have you, and planned for you to communicate with that person. So you keep up the information and on things that you're doing. And Fabian, put your music, put your website out there, so if people want to track you down, they'll know how to find you.
Yeah, absolutely. The website is www.fabianmusic.com. That's FABIANMUZIK. And we're currently actually planning a big trip to Nairobi, Kenya, and doing a lot of conferences and summits and festivals out there to reach the people out there. I mean, Nairobi obviously is, in certain areas outside of the tourist destinations, are very bad areas. You know, there's a lot of children who run away from home at a very young age, 8, 9, 10 years old. You know, it's just areas that people look like hundreds and hundreds of zombies living in dump sites, trying to go through the things in the dump to sell to people so that they can buy this glue to sniff. And so you got thousands of people all across the country just, you're walking around like living zombies. So we're going to go out there and do our part, touch those children and pray over and minister to them and you know, just be an example.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, he did say one thing that I want to touch on before I go to my last conversation, is those kids who are in the home that feel like, I want to put that example here, who have to run away. You know, right now we have a big thing where for the trafficking. Right. Of young
human
kids,
right.
Yeah, human trafficking, and a lot of it stems from a lot of the kids who have actually run away, you know, boys and girls, not just women, but boys and girls, because it's out there, and a lot of it stems from they're not happy at home, they don't get fed enough at home, they don't have money in their pockets, you know, to purchase things, so they feel like, as we were talking about the media, that if I run away, if I be a rapper, if I run away and I do this, that, you know, my life will be better. Or if I, you know, sell drugs in their mind for a momentary time, even as adults, you know, when men lose their job, that's like the first thing they resort to, you know, for a moment of time, that everything will be okay. That's you know, I'm all for missionary. That's the part that I want to reach to those kids. you know, just give it a moment. Things will get better. You know, a lot of us come from, you know, I can say myself, a lot of us come from those type of homes where we had, you know, didn't have,
right,
or didn't have enough, or sometimes didn't have at all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we hung in there. You know, we had to motivate ourselves. You know, a lot of people have become lawyers, doctors, you know, all types of things, business people in that. Those are those kids that I want to actually try to reach to. You know what I'm saying? And how do we reach to them? Through the schools. They have to be honest with us. When we go out there to that school and say, hey, I want to do this program, I need you guys to invite us in. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a whole lot of bureaucracy. You have to go through the school board. But, well, then I guess I have to say to the school board, we need y'all to the let us invite us in to speak to these kids, not just on career day.
Right.
You know, understand right. what I'm saying? But those little workshops that we can do while we're there, you know, or afterwards, instead of giving them detention, give them a workshop, you know, right. Something like that, some type of solution. I just wanted to say that part. So thank you, Fabian, for actually mentioning that. And it just brought something, you know, to me in regards to that, because a lot of our kids do leave our homes because they feel like they have their property. So that's why I try to make sure my daughter, it may not be a whole lot, but I give her $20 a week. You better scratch that 20. <You
know>? What?
She better scratch that 20. Right. You know, because she got a whole lot of other bills, basketball and stuff. I'm like, so have money in your pocket, you know, because I don't want you to go anywhere or be with anybody without money in your pocket, because that's a dangerous situation sometimes for them.
Right.
You know what? Thanks to people like Dr. Dorothy Benjroth Mendigal and Alberto Cavajo, that they would allow a platform to come through the school Good. System to speak to the kids. And that is where we need to start. It goes back to what she said earlier about strategically having a platform. Well, go into the schools. That is a platform. They're in the auditorium, lock them down, and give out the information.
Right.
Even if you don't save 100% of
right,
them.
Right, right.
If we save one right. out of 1,000, one. Nice. We did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I think that strategically to go after or be in a situation where we can get to the masses of people, either college, high school, anywhere where there's a gathering of more.
Right.
But we have to have the group of individual like-minded people that has enough knowledge to know how to break through the mental barrier of getting with people. I mean, getting through to people. Now, you said we need to get to these kids. It's sad when you may save that one, but at home, the parents is tainting everybody right. else. So we have to have,
true.
We have to get to through the parents, the source mm-hmm. at home. Mm-hmm. We have to get through to them to let them know there's a lot more that you need to learn, and it's not too late to learn
right.
and to accept learning. Like Nathan said earlier, I apologize the minute he came on the air.
Right, right.
And it was serious mm-hmm. what he said. I'm apologizing for all men. So the thing is, we understand that we need to accept what is right and what is wrong. And I would say, and I've told my wife, I said, you know what? I want to say I'm sorry first. And I need to learn how to love. Yes. It's just that I didn't know how to love. In all of these years, me being the age that I am, to say that, you'd be like, wait, what? You are XYZ. How are you going to say that?
Mm-hmm.
It was real, because all she was doing was trying to be her. And not saying it because she's here mm-hmm. and she cooked pretty good. You know, just, I'm saying it because she's all what I've created. But it was through lack of knowledge of things that I didn't realize and didn't know. So we need, as people, to come together, and men need to understand that we need to re-educate ourselves, reteach ourselves, and to better ourselves.
Or be teachable from others.
Right.
Or we to accept to lessons from others.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they have. Let pride, because pride don't pay bills.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, when we start to strategically get in the mindset of men, to let them know we are the leaders.
Yeah.
We are the ones supposed to take care of our village. We supposed to be the protectors. So therefore, we need to grow. We should grow. And we need to start. Forget about yesterday, today.
Yeah, yeah. Because the moment, and I'll move on. I'm saying my little piece. Because the moment we say something, the first thing that a man usually say is either they have a wall or you're being controlling.
Yeah.
You know, and you're nagging. And most women who are genuine or authentic about the relationship, They just want to help. You understand what I'm saying?
Y'all women are truly incredible, though. Nathan, I would say, women, y'all are truly incredible. When I start seeing, when I see birth and see what you go through on birth, I'm like, oh no, ain't no way in the world I can take that. But to see how strong a woman is, I never really realized how strong a woman really is until I had to.
Here's what I learned at an early age: the male's role. And I say this to our church and to our young people, and it's the power of positioning. Mm-hmm. It's our job to place our families and our children in a position to prosper. That is our number one job.
That's what I'm talking about.
To place them in the position. And I often use the analogy of the NBA. We're now in the Steph Curry area phenomenon, an awesome three-point shooter. Right. But the three-point shot is the furthest shot on the court. When I was younger, it was the era of the center who dunked the Shaquille O'Neals, who dunked the basketball. They were closer to the goal, which therefore they had a higher percentage chance to make the basket. It's our job to get our children, our families, as close to the goal as possible. However we got to do it, scrapping, working hard,
that's
to it,
right.
Whatever
that's
we got to do right. To place them right. In a position. Now, they still have to make the shot.
Yes. Right. Yes.
But it's my job to get them as close as possible in order for them to be successful. And I think if we do that, then the dynamic of families will change. But we got children now, they got to shoot three-point shots. They got to halfway make it, and some do and some don't. But it's a higher percentage of people that don't. But when the male does their job properly, and we'll see more families become successful. That's my take on it.
And you know, Nate, that what you said is so important, because that is what I'm doing now. I get a chance while I'm living to see my wife handle business. And I won't say anything. I'll put her in the pot while the pot is hot. And I won't say nothing. I sit back and she'll be like, what you gonna say? No, you deal with it. And she's been dealing with things now with business that I know when God called me to come home, she don't have to depend on another man.
Right, wow. Right,
she
right.
Don't have to depend on anybody. Like you say, bring them to the court.
Right.
Teach them. Let them fall on their knees, wipe them off, and clean them off. But let them do what they have to do. My right. wife used to say, I'm heartless sometimes. She used to say, I'm so cold. You're so cold. You're just heartless. You know. And then I said to myself, let me see her go through it now while I'm here. At least I can say, okay, now get up. Okay, now this is what you need to do.
Right.
Like my new businesses that we have now. I put in a position, and sometimes she get besides herself and thinks she know everything. No, I want to do it this way. I want to do it this way. Okay. And I sit back and I just don't say nothing. And then when the business started to decline, then I said, okay, I think you need to do this right here. Why we got to put out so many flyers, though? Sure, this is why. Because you have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Why we can't do A and B? Because it's not going to add up. So while I'm here as a man, I want to be able to set my family up. Right. To right now, today, if something should happen to me, she'll know how to run all the companies. Because all the companies are designed to run on their own. But also, she'll know how to handle it. She won't have to depend on no one. She's fixing things around the house on her own now. I sit back and she's like, that ain't gonna never get fixed. You know, this is, I did it.
Let me jump in there. I think their package is really a great package. Their package is really a great package. You know, with my package, with me and my husband, is not the same, because I came with some whole lot of skills. You know, I can put my own furniture together. I was doing it for a long time. And let me tell you why. Just because I'm just intrigued like that. I want to try to build it myself, because how I was brought up, no one taught me, so I had to figure it out. So I have a husband that is wrapped so good, from the physical to the mentality. He's so intelligent, and he can preach that word. They call him the man of revelation. I mean, the man is powerful, businessman. We got several businesses. I mean, he's super smart. So what do you do when you got a smart man and a smart woman? You got a whole lot of power in one room. Okay, so we had to learn. I had to learn what that scripture means when it says the prophet is subject to the prophet. Okay, he's still the prophet. He's still the senior pastor. He's still my apostle of our house. But he had to learn how to sit back and be that man that watched that Proverbs 31 woman. He had to learn, and it wasn't easy for him to sit back and just say, "Okay, I'm the man. I'm the visionary. I know how to do these businesses. I've been doing them. I had one business of my own working for myself when he met me. He had 15." So he no business, but he had to train himself as a man.
Patient.
Be patient with me. Yeah. Because I was like, your wife, I can do it, you know. And so, I don't know if she can stand it like that. But,
no,
you know,
just like that. Absolutely, exactly like that.
Well, I'm from
like
the Scots, too, just so you know, born and raised. So,
in the name of Jesus,
but
I
had
Scott Project!
He had to teach himself and go seek out wise counsel on how to submit ye to one another, how to let your wife help you. I'm a helpmate. And it wasn't easy for him in the beginning to fall back in some areas so I can just shine, baby. That's what you got me for. You know, you bring me to the table to compliment the deal. Y'all know that Beyonce anointing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he didn't know how to embrace somebody who was just as powerful. And because he didn't have his father, he was really in control of, I'm going to show you I'm the man. I'm the head. Because he was determined.
But you know what happens when that happens a lot of times? Can I hear myself? When that happens a lot of times, it becomes competition sometimes. Yeah. That's when a lot of marriages fall into that competitiveness.
Right.
You know, when mm-hmm. two people are strong, instead of them nurturing together, okay, so you strong in this, I'm strong in this, let's collaborate. Right. You know, then it becomes a competition right. thing. You know, the wife is competing, he competing, so now they're competing with mm-hmm. basically power.
Right, but he don't know. So a man doesn't know. Some men don't know.
That's right.
How to. So that's where he had to realize, I don't know how to merge my wife because I've been doing it for so long. I've been leading my own home with my mom because my dad wasn't there. So he didn't know. And mm-hmm. the moment he came to me and said, I'm sorry, I just didn't know how to do it, it shifted the dynamics of our marriage.
Mm, Sheree, you heard that? You heard what she said? you heard the comment?
Okay, yeah. Wow.
So, you know, and I think that was very deep. And I say to you, a lot of things I built on my own. Everything came.
Tell them about your businesses.
High school dropped
yeah,
out.
About 8 minutes.
And,
tell them about your businesses.
Northwestern. Bless y'all.
That's right. Bull. I'm a bull.
We can end this conversation right now. Honey. We don't want to hear nothing about
Well, we got a problem there. But you was down the street at Scott Project, so you should know.
Rockets.
Y'all waving y'all little finger. Y'all got one little hand. We got horns right here. Y'all got the little two fingers y'all put together and waving. How y'all guys do that?
My wife's a rocket, man.
That's right. I'm telling you some Scott.
Oh, my God.
Meet your wife. I'm just
oh, my God. y'all something else. But I would say to you, strategically, we as people need to come together. My companies that, I'm a high school dropout, and I have a PhD in streetology. And I've been a lot of places, done a lot of things. But God gave me the ability to realize that it's Him who's giving me the things that I was about to receive. I was at a point in my life where me and my wife had my first son, and we didn't have no money, jobs was bad, and we had to break open the piggy bank to go get some pork and beans and weenies. Mm-hmm. But God, I had a discussion with Him, and He told me what He was going to do, and He did it. So the companies that we own, from real estate to clubs to movies to record labels, we have quite a few different businesses that we do have. And all of our companies, God taught me strategically how to build them to run on their own. Because when you have one business, it only going to do what you allow it to do because you're there. But if you get sick, you're not there, it's going to fold.
Right.
Like a lot of our mom-and-pop stores, the reason why they haven't been successful, even churches, because of the mentally how we think about business itself on how to make it run on its own. That's why you have McDonald's and Burger King's and Walt Disney World, because everything runs on its own. Until we start to realize that, we'll always be in a position with one company that when it fails and then now you're out. As of today, if we want to sit back and me and my wife and don't do anything, all of our companies run on their own, and we still build them because God gave us that ability to learn when it comes to business, to build it to run on its own. Mm-hmm. And we have different companies. So
what's your current company right now that we can visit?
Any one of them. That's a good one. I like that one. Miami Cheeks, 5650 Sterling Road, Hollywood, in the Hollywood Sports Bar. It's a sports bar.
Which one in
it
Hollywood?
Let me say it again. It is a sports bar.
Yeah.
So it's not a club. It is a sports bar, and we building it, but it's in a little short, bad area. We had a couple of people that were trying to deter us not to be there. Mm. Just the other
Different
night.
Different ethnic group?
I'm not sure,
okay.
But I don't care. So the
That's
thing
right.
is, we actually invite everybody to come out to Miami Cheeks
on 5650 Sterling Road. And we also like to invite everybody to come to our Christmas parade. That is very big for us this year. That's December the 15th on 15th Avenue. And don't be afraid to go back to your neighborhood or the city, because this is a joint venture with the Miami City Police Department and the NET office, along with the Commissioner Keon Hardeman, which is the number one commissioner in the world to me, and also with our Mayor Francis Suarez and Dr. Dorothy Benjarthen Mendigal and Cavajo, Alberto Cavajo, the superintendent. So we all came together to do this event.
And it's been going about like how long now?
11 years.
Oh, 11 years. 11 legacy.
Yeah, I think I attended one.
And you need to come to this one, December the 15th, because this is going to be a humongous. And I want to like to thank all the high school bands, Junkanoo bands, police department, fire department, and everybody who participated in helping us get this far by way of God. So thank everybody. Thank you, WMBM. Tanisha, thank you for inviting us. And
how do you donate?
I said earlier, that girl got my back. I see it. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. You make donation to the ARC, A-R-K, of the City, Inc. ARC of the City, Inc. And trust me, you come see your dollars go to work. We're an organization that you will see your money go to work. And even if you don't want to put money in, just I tell you where to make a check to, and you can pay for some of the things that we need out there.
Absolutely. Wow.
And also, the school board, Dr. Mendigal, along with Alberto Cavallo, just gave me a community. Well, it used to be the old school police building on 62nd Street, Northwest 2nd Avenue. So we have the whole build. We have three basketball courts, three tennis courts, a baseball field, and a facility to bring our 501 in. Wow. Inside of that, we have incubators.
I've been trying to do that in my community. I need a donated building.
Wow. Guess what? I got your back, girl.
What?
Wow. Now, let me say this to you. We also going to call it, it's Ark of the City Wakanda Center.
Okay.
So it's the Wakanda. Wakanda forever. That's right. Don't play around here. Y'all cross our hands. Y'all want to. Don't be playing. But this, you see it on the end of the movie where they were putting the Wakanda Center together?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you're going to see one in real life on 62nd Street, Northwest 2nd Avenue.
Wow.
So when you come out there, you'll get to see it is a facility where people can come and get food, get information, to be educated on business. Entrepreneurship is what my key focus will be, to teach people how to start and operate a business and open up a business. So therefore, there's a lot that we're going to be doing there at that location on 6100 Northwest 2nd Avenue. Yeah.
Wow.
So remember,
awesome. Remember that. Trust me. And when there's a disaster, you can come out there. WMBM is welcome to come out and partake in helping the community. And I will hope WMBM continue to do the great works that they have been doing. And everybody in Pompano area, make sure you go out and see anything that's church. And because I think you have a very powerful brother
truly.
If you're in Pompano, live in Pompano, y'all make sure y'all go out to Mount Zion and visit the church and visit him, because I could see in his eyes and in his heart.
Yes.
The man, somebody brought out a topic and was talking about how to cheat. We were just talking at the table, and he said, I don't even know how to cheat. He said, I wouldn't even know where to start. And you know, and I can sense the sincerity in your heart, brother, and you keep up the good work, Nathan, and what you're doing here at this station.
Thank you.
And all the times you driving, you and when y'all driving out here with using your gas to come in and say what we're going to talk about, God truly has somebody that's going to be here listening to you.
Wow.
So y'all keep up the great work, and Tanisha, you keep it up, and get ready for it. I thought I was going to come in here and wild out today. I know you saw me say that on my Facebook, but I said, "Nah, let me try to be nice." So I was kind of nice, but you was ready for me though. You were ready for me though.
Yeah, we always ready up in here.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta be ready.
I see you and him back there. Y'all got y'all contracts. When y'all want to cut somebody, y'all cut them off.
That's my engineer. We've been rocking for a while, so we got that good contact. Thank you, Ray Love. I want to thank you guys for listening to the Table Talk Radio Show. Make sure to find us on social media relations. The Table Talk Radio Show on Facebook and also on Instagram, Table Talk Productions. You can like our page, and also myself, you can, I guess, follow me on social media. Give them 30
seconds. You all can follow me. My website is ShekinahBruton.com. Dallas, Texas, I will be there to bring the word at the Women's Conference, Warriors and Heels. Listen, I'm bringing my red bottoms. Oops, my bad. I'm bringing my bloody shoes.
Ooh.
So y'all better be ready. Dallas, Texas, I will be there October 26th and the 28th.
Anything?
Just always see us at Design Church, 1525 Northwest 7th Street. We'd love to have you every Sunday, 8 a.m. 10:45.
And they have breakfast. I just ain't got to that breakfast yet early in the morning.
And
one more thing, go ahead.
Make sure y'all check us up. Check us out on our Facebook page. We Facebook Kings, but go to Ark of the City, ARK of the City Facebook page, and you'll see all of the past events that we have done in the city. And get ready for it again. And y'all want to check me out, it's Terry Elliott Senior Facebook page. I'll be going in, so y'all get ready for it.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, Mr. Terry Elliott Senior, for coming and visiting with the Table Talk Radio Show. Guys, we want to thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week with the Millennials, guys, the Millennial Takeover Show. Thank you at WNBM.
Apologies.
Y'all see what I'm talking about?